USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We have to open our country again.
That's President Trump at yesterday's coronavirus task force briefing, saying Americans shouldn't be sitting around, and he wants to reopen the nation as quickly as possible.
We don't want to be doing this for months and months and months. We're going to open our country again.
U.S. small businesses have applied for over $5.4 billion in coronavirus relief loans. In a statement, Small Business Administration officials say more than 17,000 companies with 500 workers or less have applied through their local banks for those SBA-backed loans. It's designed to help companies meet payroll. It's part of the $2.2 trillion stimulus package signed by President Trump in late March. Companies that don't end up laying off or firing employees will then have that debt forgiven. This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi wants a vote by the end of this month on a second stimulus package because of the coronavirus outbreak. The Democrats sending a letter yesterday to House lawmakers telling them American communities can't wait. The letter says the government needs to go further to help small businesses, strengthen unemployment, and give families additional direct payments. And she added they must also provide resources for the health care system and support state and local governments. A huge fire destroyed thousands of rental vehicles in Florida as crews had to battle the flames all night Friday into Saturday morning before they got the fire under control at Southwest Florida International Airport in Fort Myers. It ended up burning over 15 acres, destroying over 3,500 rental vehicles from various companies. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Another tragedy for the Kennedy family. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Authorities say they're now conducting a recovery search for the daughter and grandson of former Maryland Lieutenant Governor Kathleen Kennedy Townsend after a canoe they were paddling in the Chesapeake Bay didn't return to shore. The missing relatives were identified as Mauv Kennedy Townsend McKean, 40, and McKean's 8-year-old son, Gideon Joseph Kennedy McKean. Kennedy Townsend, who served two terms as Maryland's lieutenant governor, is the eldest daughter of the late U.S. Attorney General and U.S. Senator Robert F. Kennedy, also the niece of the late President John F. Kennedy.
In Britain, Queen Elizabeth is expected to deliver a rare televised statement about the coronavirus pandemic later today. According to Buckingham Palace, she will pay tribute to the National Health Services and essential workers there and will address the challenges of the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. Expected to say, quote, "Those who come after us will say that the Britons of this generation were as strong as any." And a couple in India naming their newborn twins COVID and Corona. The two gave birth to a baby boy and girl this week and named the boy COVID, the girl Corona. The kid's father told TMZ that they did it to spread happiness, not fear. And this is USA Radio News.